Then Shrek kissed the princess. She turned into a beautiful ogre, and they lived
happily
ever
after.
Once upon a time, there was a fearsome ogre whose roar terrorized the magical land of far, far away. Then, aided by his faithful friends Donkey, a talking donkey, of course, and the swashbuckling debonair Puss in Boots, he rescued Princess Fiona from the fire-breathing dragon. He and Fiona married, had three baby ogres, and settled down to their fairy tale life. But for Shrek, the ordinary life of taking out the trash, cooking the dinner, and changing diapers soon has him longing for the adventures he once had.
Sometimes I wish I had just one day to feel like a real ogre again.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Just sign it, and all your problems will disappear.
The treacherous Rumpelstiltskin tricks our hero into signing away his life, literally, by stealing the day Shrek was born. The conniving elf, in his plot to take over the kingdom, leaves the ogre to deal with a world in which he never existed.
This must be one of those alternate realities.
Best friend Donkey has no idea who the big green guy is, and neither does comrade-in-arms Puss in Boots.
Oh, momento! You have to... Just give me a minute.
Shrek finds the fearless feline has grown too large to swashbuckle, or for that matter, to buckle anything.
Where's your hat? Where's your belt? Your wee little boots.
Boots! For a cat!
But you're Puss in Boots.
Maybe once. But that is a name I have outgrown.
That's not the only thing you've outgrown.
Worst of all, to his beloved Fiona, he's a complete stranger.
Fiona! Oh, I'm so happy I found you!
Oh. Maybe you missed orientation, but for future reference, personal space is very important to me.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Shrek sets out on a quest to win her heart again and get back his wonderful life. In fact, director Mike Mitchell acknowledges that the 1946 sentimental classic It's a Wonderful Life is a main inspiration for Shrek Forever After.
We really wanted to go out emotionally and have people walk away with the feeling of, you know, maybe there's no such thing as happily ever after, but even with all of its flaws, life is really, really, really great. And we certainly didn't want to make fun of It's a Wonderful Life. Even though it's so easy and it's ripe for the picking, we wanted to be more of an homage to that type of storytelling, because I think it's a really powerful message. So we lean more towards the message than doing a Shrek parody of it.
In this alternate version of their life, Fiona has gone from housewife to heroine as leader of the ogre resistance fighters. Cameron Diaz, who returns as the voice of Fiona, says the character would do that.
Fiona's always been a warrior. You know, I've always seen her as that. She's been a warrior of love her whole, through all of these films. What she's worked for, what she's fought for, is the love that she has for herself and the love that she has for Shrek and her family and her friends. And so she's always been a warrior. It's just in a different tone for this film. And I think through that, her nature, that is part of her nature, and it has given her all the things in her life that she values.
Mike Myers again puts on his faux Scottish accent to play Shrek for this fourth, and they say final, time. And the Canadian-born comedian actor calls it one of the most satisfying roles of his career.
The first time I saw it with an audience, and the line, "But you are beautiful to me," got a gasp from the crowd, who were so into the whole romance and the whole heart of it, that I just was blown away that that an animated movie could move people, and that it was something that people would be invested in emotionally. And I think that's been the most satisfying thing for me.
You should not be here, Señor.
Puss? You've got to be kidding me.
Feed me, if you dare.
Antonio Banderas, the voice of Puss in Boots, marvels at how from America to his native Spain and around the world, the Shrek characters have become part of the culture.
The four movies of Shrek actually, sometimes even playing against pop culture, became pop culture itself. That's what it is now. I mean, I was in in New York this year watching the parade from my house of Thanksgiving parade, and here he was, Shrek, a big balloon just crossing in front of my window, and behind him was Mickey Mouse. So he's part of American pop culture right now.
Come on, donkey!
Bobanos!
Man, you are a catastrophe!
And you are redonkulous!
Eddie Murphy is again the voice of Donkey. Artist and writer Walter Dorn plays the villain Rumpelstiltskin. And there are cameos by a wide range of actors and broadcast personalities, from interviewer Larry King to American Idol MC Ryan Seacrest, John Hamm of the acclaimed TV series Mad Men, to Oscar winner Julie Andrews. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.